Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy that you're with us. It's a Friday morning. We're not looking forward to the weather this weekend, but we're looking forward to the weekend, right? That's about it. Blues are on a win streak. We've been covering that for you this morning, and we're going to get back to more on the tariffs and some of the fallout here before long. But a couple of bits of information I want to get to this morning. Number one, Election Day is next Tuesday. It's coming down to the wire here. My voter guide is up on the website, 971talk.com, trying to make it as easy as possible for you. I haven't made a pick in every single race because in Missouri there are hundreds of municipal and mayoral races and propositions and school bond issues and all that. You can't deal with all of them. But I have picked the major school board races where I think good conservative parents and candidates have a chance. Those are listed up there. I've also listed Prop B, which is in St. Louis County, and that one's been getting a lot of attention because Sam Page has been, according to a Missouri Ethics Commission filing and complaint, spending taxpayer money to campaign against it. So we'll see how the MEC rules on that. Right now, we got County Councilman Mike Archer in studio with us right now to talk a little bit more about that and maybe assessments. And Mike, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for having me, Mark.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you in here.
Thank you.
So let's talk Prop B for a minute. I think people are going to see through this. I've had people on here who are opposed to it, who think it changes the balance of power and takes power away from the county executive. But maybe give us the reasoning behind this from the council's point of view.
Yeah, well, I'm going to digress a little bit, Mark, because I was in office less than a month before I got sued. And I think that's some sort of record. And it was actually over Proposition B.
Okay.
And so what Proposition B does is that it does not take power away from Sam Page. What it does is it equals, it levels the playing field for the St. Louis County Council. Because now what happens is that we can now hire and we can fire those directors and discipline those directors. The problem that we have is that the charter sets out the county council for the budget process. We need information from those people. There was an email that went out, and Shalonda Webb, a councilwoman, through a Sunshine request, got it that last October, Sam Page sent out an edict to his department heads that they are not to have communications with the county council. And how can we make budget decisions when we cannot communicate with the department heads? And it's just as simple as that. We need good information. Now, then, if we're going to be flying in the blind, we may be making budget cuts that actually would be providing vital services for St. Louis County residents. And we need to have very good information, and to get good information from those department heads, they need to be accountable to us and not to Sam Page. Because if Sam Page gives us a budget and says, sign here on the dotted line, we're not going to accept that anymore. It's a 6-1 majority against him. So we've got an override with his vetoes. And you've seen those votes coming out 6-1 on the St. Louis County Council.
What's important to note here, too, is this is not like, oh, just the conservatives can decide that they don't like this department head and say, you're fired. This would have to be a majority, right? You would need some of the more liberal county council members to agree, right? And there would be some sort of a process that would be had or done beforehand. Am I correct in that?
Kim, that's an excellent point, because what happens is that we have due process. Mm-hmm. The department head, if they were going to be called in before us, they have a right to know what they're being essentially charged with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then they can confront their accusers. Now, this would be a closed meeting because it deals with personnel issues.
Sure.
And you really don't want to air everybody's dirty laundry. And so they would have the opportunity in which to confront their accusers, present evidence, be represented, much like a trial. And the county council would act as a jury. And we have to have a supermajority of 5 in which to remove that person. Now then, the coalition right now is 3 Republicans, 3 Democrats. And it's a situation of where we've already had some votes where we don't agree.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. You know, and you know, just like with Councilwoman Bangert, we had a disagreement on a particular issue, but we're still friends, and we can get along. And it's just like, I can't go along with you on that, Gretchen. And she's like, I can't go along with you on that, Mike. And we're good.
You're good.
And we are good. So it's a situation of, you know, to your point, yes. And Sam Page has fired directors. As you know, Missouri is an at-will state. Sam Page has fired directors without that due process.
Okay.
He's just said, you're gone.
So this is even a step beyond that.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure. Gives you that extra.
Exactly.
So I'm a yes on Prop B. It's on the voter guide, and I'm hoping that people turn out to the polls. Normally, these are lower turnout elections, unfortunately, in April. I don't know what you do about that, Mike, but I'm hoping people turn out and vote on this important issue and these school board issues as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's good stuff. You know, so I got an email the other day from a listener, and he Tony emailed me, and he goes, listen, is there any chance you could get somebody on from the county assessor's office? That would be Assessor Jake Zimmerman, explaining why raw land property values have increased in some cases 400% since the 2023 assessment. So we reached out to Jake Zimmerman's office repeatedly, and we were told the assessor doesn't have enough time in his schedule to be on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Now, that's weird because I'm on 5 a.m. to 9, probably before Jake Zimmerman ever gets to the office, but they've declined to let us question him on these assessments. Mike, you're going to have an event with him coming up where people can show up, the public, and ask questions, right?
Exactly, and I'm going to have a town hall meeting. That town hall meeting is going to be April 16th. It's going to go from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's a public meeting. It's going to be held at the 4th Precinct, which is at the corner of Sappington Barracks Road and Telegraph. And like I said, people can be there and ask questions of Jake. Last night we had my wife and I are the Republican Committee man and woman for the Oakville Township, and those very same questions were asked about why did my assessment go up by more than 400%,
right.
So on and so forth. And I don't have good answers to those questions. And that's why we're going to be having the town hall so my constituents can ask those questions and hopefully get some answers.
Well, let's face it, the values we're getting for our houses haven't gone up 400%. How have the assessments gone up 400%? Those are questions that I think the assessor probably owes us answers to, but you know, I can only speculate here. Maybe his boss, Sam Page, didn't want him to come on here and talk to me prior to the Prop B vote. I don't know why. I can only guess as to why he wouldn't want to come on and discuss it, but they don't.
Because really, you're generating more tax income by the assessment going up, right? But then if you're going to sell your home, is that right? Am I mistaken in that?
Oh no. Kim, I think you're right, because one of the things that when Robin and I were looking for a house about 10 years ago, that was one of the things that we looked at.
Mm-hmm.
Was, you know, what are the taxes going to be like? Yeah. And, you know, obviously the taxes go into your mortgage payment. And my problem is that with those amounts, and everybody in this room knows that the key to good communities are having young families in their single, you know, first starter homes, which they want safety, they want schools, they, you know, that anything and everything that, that you wanted as a young couple, they can't afford that. And, right. and that's because of the taxes. Unless you live in Sam Page's. Where,
on his cul-de-sac.
Yeah, on
in his actual, not even his cul-de-sac, right? They all went up. It was only his
only
house.
Only his house that went
that
down.
Didn't,
yeah. yeah. I'm
yeah.
sure that was just clinking.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. I'm, yeah, I still have questions. But.
So do we.
Well, Councilman Mike Archer, we appreciate you coming in. Where can people find out more details on your town hall?
Well, if you want to shoot me an email, and you know, you can see I'm looking at my cards. I'm that new. At marcher@stlouiscountymo.gov.
Okay.
And I'm happy to take any and all emails regarding issues that you may have in the 6th District, or if they're not in the 6th District, we will refer you to the appropriate district.
Yeah, and coming up on the 16th of April is when that town hall is going to be with the assessor if you have questions. Mike, great having you in.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us and coming downtown today. We appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.